Petersfield's Shine Radio.
I'm Julie Butler from Shine Radio and I'm with Donna Jones. Donna, last time we met and spoke, you were talking about the operational changes and your new chief constable, and just really want to touch base with you now just to see where we are with things, because it's been a couple of months since I spoke to you.
Yeah, so Scott Chorlton, the new chief constable, started on the 23rd of February 2023, and I set him some really clear targets, one of which was to really drive up the charge rate. It was to catch more criminals, it was to relentlessly pursue them, which he has set as his own priority for the police force, and to make our community safer. And I'm really pleased that over the last year we have seen a significant reduction in crime, actually. So in 2023, 112,153 crimes were committed across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight, and that was a reduction of 7,891 crimes, less than were committed in 2022. Now, to break that down for you a little bit more, burglaries have gone down 13.8%. So in 2022, there were 5,860 burglaries across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight, but then last year, in 2023, that had reduced to 5,053. Burglary charge rates have gone up 32.5%, and domestic abuse has reduced by about 2,500-3,000 crimes. So 17,000 odd crimes committed of domestic abuse last year, as opposed to 20,600 odd in 2022. And the final one, really, for me, that I'm pleased about is serious violence. So that has actually seen a 14% reduction, which in 2022, 939 incidents of serious violence. So these are crimes involving knives or some sort of weapon, really, really awful things, and people physically punching each other as well. 939 crimes in 2022, just 808 in 2023. So you can see that the chief is getting out there. Those more, the additional police officers that the government paid for. We've now got 650 more cops in Hampshire that I have funded and paid for, some of that from the Home Office, some from the funding I've allocated locally. My budget is just about to be published, and I'm announcing another 75 police officers. So that will give us a net increase of 725 police officers since January 2020. And both the Chief and I really want to get to 1,000 more as quickly as we possibly can.
That's excellent. One question, I suppose, when you look on different people I talk to and on social media, do you think that all the crimes that used to be reported are still reported?
I think that domestic abuse is still underreported. So whilst I say 17,000 domestic abuse incidents reported across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight, in reality, albeit some of them could be quite low level, I wouldn't be surprised if that was actually about 40 to 50% higher. But people don't want to trouble the police, or they don't think it's worthy of police attention. They feel silly phoning, or perhaps they are very vulnerable and they are not able to phone the police because the perpetrator is with them the majority of the time. It's very sad, some of the people that are living in homes with domestic violence. And particularly what we are seeing now is older people who've been living in very coercive and controlling homes for years and years. And it's incredibly sad. So that is underreported. We are doing whatever we can to help. And we've now brought in something called RVR, remote video recording. So if a victim of domestic abuse gets a 10-minute window when the perpetrator is out of the home and they're able to phone up and make that call, rather than a police car turning up to take a statement from them, that day, next day, whenever. And a lot of domestic abuse victims don't want a police car outside their house. They don't want their neighbours to know. They are now able, we send them a link, we can do it straight away. They can go on a video call instantly from their mobile phone, from a laptop or whatever, and they can actually give their statement to a police officer by calling 101 or by calling 999 if it's an emergency. They can actually give that evidence, do that interview over the telephone. The police then have all of the information that they need to then make the decision about the best next steps. So it's just the same as somebody coming into your house. And for some victims, they physically want to see somebody. But for those that don't, and they get a very short gap, a short window to be able to make that report, they can now do that by calling 101 or 999.
That's reassuring. So all good, all really good stuff. What about the charge rate at the end of it?
Well, yes. You know, whilst the crime levels have come down across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight, the charge rates are still not quite where I would like them to be. We're about average in the country based on the complexity of the fact that we have very urban areas. You know, we've got three cities in Hampshire. Newport on the Isle of Wight is an urban area. We've got large towns, you know, including here, you know, such as Petersfield, Basingstoke, of course, a very large town, Andover, etc. So we have got some real complexities, but we are also a very large rural area. And that brings with it a whole load of other challenges, because you're trying to police, you know, thousands of square miles with a finite number of police officers. And whilst you want to have them in your urban areas, the bigger towns and cities, to protect people, you do also need to protect the countryside, particularly at the moment when it's hair coursing season. And we've got, you know, lots of black market gambling, and we've got people who are riding roughshod literally across fields, who are damaging then the crop for that year and the following year, for the farm owner, for the landowner. So there's an awful lot that we're doing, and I've put more money for the chief into boosting his rural crime team as well.
Okay, that's great. Well, it sounds like you're really, really getting there. So obviously I'm guessing you want to do better every time.
Yes, I do. I want Hampshire and the Isle of Wight, as I said in May 21 when I became the Police and Crime Commissioner, I want Hampshire and the Isle of Wight to be, you know, one of the very most safest places to live and work and visit in the country. We've got an absolutely brilliant Chief Constable called Scott Chilton. He was an officer here for 28 years. He went off to Dorset to be their Deputy Chief Constable, and then the following year he was appointed their Chief Constable, and then a year later he's come back to his home force in Hampshire, which is where he happens to live as well, as our chief. And I'm delighted to have him, and he really does share with me the vision of no nonsense policing, back to basics, getting police officers as connected to communities as they possibly can, but obviously also relentlessly pursuing criminals, and that includes shoplifters. There is no more are we going to refuse to turn up to shoplifting. You know, police officers will be turning up, and they will be taking the CCTV, and they will be doing what they can to support people.
This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team@shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.